The governor outlined a plan to cut taxes, boost job training, and add funding back into education. However, State Representative Corey Mason, the ranking Democrat on the legislature's finance committee, says it falls short of what's actually needed to help the middle class.
This budget fails the middle class for jobs. It fails the middle class on this tax cut. It fails the middle class on health care.
Mason questioned how the governor's proposed $343 million income tax cut would actually help struggling families. The median family income in Wisconsin is $50,000 a year, but he says Walker's tax cut stretches far beyond that.
If you give a big chunk of money for a tax break, but you let it run all the way up to $214,000, my strong suspicion is you're going to see that those resources heavily favor people who make six figures. And again, I'm from Racine, 214,008 middle class in Racine.
The Racine Democrat also attacked the governor for essentially holding the line on funding for public education.
After the biggest cuts to public education in our history, you can't say you want every kid to have access to a great education and then continue to maintain these devastating cuts.
Mason says he's glad there's still time to address those issues now that the budget is in the hands of lawmakers. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.